What do you see, that humans are not doing, that should be doing? Thorhan, firstly they need to take care of themselves. Stop listening to the disturbances and look at who they are. They must stop trying to find outside answers that they all have. It is time this turn for themselves, not by other mediums. What do you want to know is very simple. It is your own power that you have. I recommend not listening to the noise all around you. All the thoughts that are being put in hearts, not your head. If I say hearts, it is because it is triggering your emotions. You are manipulated mostly throughout your emotions. So I would recommend not to try to know what you do not need to know for your own safety, because when this enters in you, it is also making the way to other things. If you take within you the fears they broadcast to you, well, it is a hook that opens a way and creates a rope to link with the origin of the broadcast, and along this rope anything can reach out to you. Refuse anything that you don't need to know. This would be my advice. Eliza, I also got a message that we are not doing enough on our side of the house. Is there some type of action that we need to be taking specifically? Thorhan, you need to stand in your power. Specifically rise your vibration. And by rising your vibration you will find that you do not need to argue among each other, that you do not need to fight and to find what is separating you. Look instead towards reconciliation, what is that is binding you, not that is separating you. We are all different, we are all disagreeing on many subjects, but in the greater environment of the universe we are all sharing the same consciousness. We are not here to argue, although arguing reveals each other's wanderings. We are here to find how to unite, and how to get on together as the same consciousness. Stop arguing. If you disagree, it is because you are not tolerant enough. You, 147, need to accept that the one you disagree with has taken another path, which is necessary for their evolution. Respect their choice. Free will is the greater law of the universe, and you need to respect it, as you ask that they respect us. Free will is a free thought and a free action. You need to find peace within yourselves first, and when you found this peace, you will be able then to be at peace with everyone else. And if you are angry, try to understand, or rather understand, why you are angry. It is because there are things within you that are not at peace. You as a species needs to find peace, because throughout peace comes unity, and in unity is strength. When you will be all united as one, only one species on your planet, although you are composed of fractions and fractals of many other species. You are unique, as we are all, and as our unique species. You will stand for yourselves as one. When you will be all unified, not only humans but also all their creatures, I mean you do not hunt anymore, you do not kill for sustenance other creatures, then you will be at one. And then you will have evolved in the next level of your future. Is that answering your questions? Eliza, yes. I'm happy to hear your answer, because I was hoping your answer wasn't going to be for us to go and start protesting or doing stuff like that. So the way that we get out of this mess is by love, by teaching love and being loved and being compassion, right? Thorhan, you are absolutely right, and also I may add that if all of the humanity stands in peace in a higher frequency, in a higher state of consciousness, those who strive in the lower frequencies will lose interest and leave of their own free will. And you as a species will have won this battle. It isolates then. We can fight with you as hard as we can. You take the last decision, Eliza. In Elena's book you mentioned a large-scale cleansing called the Storm, and there was a statement made by our past president that said looks like this is the calm before the storm. And the question is, if this is the same storm that he was talking about. Thorhan, yes, there is a storm indeed that is roaring on your planet on many levels, not only physical but also etherical, magnetic, and energetic. This is the storm of your liberation, the last fight for your freedom. This is what I was mentioning to her, to write this book. But then I do not know if this corresponds to whomever spoke about a storm. Question: when we mentally and emotionally consciously think of you and team, do you guys feel it? Thorhan, I do not feel anything in particular when someone thinks about me. But there are waves of I would qualify this as vibrational, when good intentions are sent towards us. It rises as a color and we record it with our instruments. If that is you are asking about, we see colors. It's humans when many of you join in the same time in the same thought, this is truly visible as colors, multicolored. Question, what are your thoughts on how we can prevent being fooled in this age of disinformation? Thorhan, I thought my dear cousins humans that I already spoke about this. You need to redraw from any interference carrying fear and confusion. They are here to fool you. Look within yourselves, do not look for information. Things will happen. What you need to do, it is your job, he is raising voice, it is your job, you need to rise your vibration by finding peace within, 148, yourselves. Love and joy in the storm. I am not stopping saying this, repeating these same things, because you need to hear it. This is what I have to say. We will keep on repeating the same words until you all understand, and you need to repeat these words at your turn to everyone you know. You need to rise your frequency. This is the only way you will sort out all your problems. You have this work to do and this only one work. Is that understood? Question, are there any grey beings that work with the good guys appearing to people? There are many stories being told about them and the people tell it like if the grey they saw was nice. Thorhan, there's very 167 races of what you call grey in this galaxy. Those interfering with Terra are not benevolent. If some people of Terra have been contacted by grey species, they may either have been fooled or either these are not greys. The Council of Five is working at enhancing Theta and Genome and these may look as greys. The Agaroth look like greys and the Jimbal are constructed on the structure of the grey DNA, so you can also misinterpret these apparitions. Eliza, what about the Asasani? Thorhan, they are hybrids. They are manipulated by those who have created them, the Nebu. They are used for contacting Terrans. Asashani are hybrids from Nebu races with Terran humanoids. They have been created to interact with Terrans. It is an experimental operation. The Asasani are just here for testing their operations. It is difficult to know what the Nebu plan to do. So be careful if someone presents themselves to you with the name Asasini, be careful to what they say. It is an experiment from the Nebu. I do not know more. We do not know what they want, Todo. Eliza, I had a quantum hypnosis session where the woman was being observed by small greys, but they never did anything to hurt her or anything like that. Literally all they did was just watch her. Because she had a human soul in her body and a Pleiadian soul in there in her body, that got stuck when they were incarnating. So they were trying to watch her to see why how she could survive with two souls in one body like that. Is there a possibility do the good guys ever use the small grace for doing their observing or whatever? Thorhan, it would seem, Eliza, that there are many elements to answer this question, that it has within. I want to say this, that this woman that you treated, seemed to have been the subject of an experiment from the Nebu, watching how two souls could cohabitate in one only avatar. They are testing and studying the human soul to decrypt its secrets. This would seem to me, that this woman may have been abducted by the Nebu and used as an experiment with another and trapped soul from Pleiades. As you say, the Council of Five employs the Ebony to help them, but never would they do such a thing. This is Stitcher. The Council of Five would never ever put a soul throughout an ordeal such as this one. So I would answer, that I presume, that this subject was abducted and used as an experiment, and that soul, other soul from Pleiades was also abducted person and used for experiment. This is the only way I can understand what you are telling me. Eliza, that makes sense. Myra came in and helped us. She extracted the Pleiadian soul from that body, who was as your right. It was pure torture for her. 149. Question, I've heard that many portals are activating, but the powers that be are preventing their public from getting near them, is that true? Thorhan, yes. There are many portals on your planet that are part of the natural geomagnetic field, and they have been there forever, since a long time. Forever is not the answer. And these portals close and open like a breathing. It is the movement of your magnetic field that creates distortion in space-time fabric. And these portals have been used by many species to connect to high roads. I would explain this by high-speed ways. And it can connect to different dimensions also, and can allow resonance interdimensional travels. So these portals have been the subject of wars, and they are some of them kept by benevolent or malevolent intention species. So indeed these portals are not shown to you, because Terran species is not allowed to use them, because you are not mature enough. Some of them have been taken by IA Terran military and used, but these are only three. Question: have you heard helping the Earth by making some kind of grid with Chintamani stones? Thorhan: you can use stone to help and manipulate the energy grid of your planet, especially crystals. But this name I have never heard. You know that we do not name the same you do. Question: is the Galactic Federation of Worlds able to use the grid to send information into the collective consciousness of all people, that contact with beings is possible? Thorhan: yes, we are doing this since a long time. Question: what are the greatest lessons and teachings that humanity needs to understand to navigate this new reality? Thorhan: the greatest teachings that you can understand is about yourselves. Discover who you are, because you are asleep. You do not see yourselves. The greatest challenge of your kind is to see with your own eyes who you are, and that is all about awakening. Awaking up to see truly who you are. And when you know, you will see all your problems resolved in a blink of an eye. Question: I know that there's been talk about the new financial system, called QFS, Quantum Financial System. Have you heard about that? Thorhan: what I know about your currency is that it is going to change, progressively, but in a short time at the same time. You will use metal and also a concept more elaborated of currency. This is difficult to explain in your vocabulary, but it is where you're heading for, and this will be our holographic concept. Quantum could explain it, but probably not in the way you think. This will be a multidimensional concept. But first you will transition with metals, and paper will no longer be dot, so this will come progressively. It will not be a sudden change. Question: well, it doesn't sound like he knows exactly what QFS is, as in the name itself, like, because the question is, are the bad guys creating that name, like, oh, this QFS is coming, when it's just a not real? Thorhan: there is a lot of legends created to confuse you and to distract your attention away from looking inside and researching for your own elevation. Will you stop doing this? You need to center in your work. There is a human expression from Terra which I like to use: is this one, you have one job. Look for yourselves. 150. Question: lots of people wake up drained with memories of chaotic dreams. Is this the dark people doing stuff to us? Thorhan: are you talking about people having very negative dreams, very low vibrations? This can have many reasons. It can be their own psyche that is transforming and purging. It is a natural healing process, because as you know, your planet is undergoing a purge. And if you are connected to the planet, you undergo the same purge, and all your fears, all the negative potential timelines that they've been thrown away in the dump are being purged, and you see them, and you see all the horrors that could have been, but will no longer be possible. So this is the origin of the bad dreams that some humans can have on Terra, because it is the energies of purging. Either you connect to Terra and you see the bad timelines that have been purged to no longer be, and also you are undergoing some mechanism of process of purging yourselves, as much as you purge Terra. We purge together this planet and all living creatures, attuned to this planet. So I would say that this is the answer. But also you can have also broadcasted negative influences that we call the field. Eliza: I got a mark about the big Merkaba that you have, and I sleep with it on my bed, like literally 12 feet from me, and my dreams completely changed. They got better, they got less anxious. I wonder if that has anything to do with the protection being so close to me, that it's helping? Elena, I totally believe this, that the presence of the Merkaba just cleared up, because we had a good example at the start of this when I was playing with it. It just creates a burst of high frequency and it just clears up everything, poof, like a blast. It is selenite. Selenite do that as well. It really transforms the energy. You buy them at etsy.com. Eliza. Does the size of the Merkaba matter? Elena, I personally don't know. I know the what's important is that the angles are pointy, because if it's round, it's not working. Thorhan, yes. For your body to wear on you, those you wear are big enough, Eliza and Elena. The sizes are different with those you wear, but even the small one functions perfectly. If you want to protect the house, you need bigger, and this is all right. Elena, show the one you have for the house. That is good for a bigger house. Elena, what about when we do a work of meditation or light work? Can we do it with a small one? We need a big. 151. Thorhan, small one can be used, but you need to give a bigger impulse. The biggest is crystal. The less efforts you need to do, because to enhance your intention. The bigger is the crystal, the faster will your intention reach destination. Question, how was man created? This person was raised on biblical teachings which teach God created man in his image. Is this truth? Thorhan, this goes very far and deep in your history. You were already a primitive species, a primate, and you have been visited many times, and your genome has been enhanced and then altered by different races, with carrying different agendas. You were created from the rocks and the minerals and the waters, and the waters have transformed with the minerals to create the first life forms. When the organisms were able to receive a consciousness, consciousness went into the life forms, from the greater web of the source. The consciousness of the universe can be fractals and spread itself into all living organisms, and you are all part of the great consciousness of the universe. You were not created once, you are the product of an evolution and a trigger by other species, more advanced in technology, than you were. So I do not know if this replies. Am I right to say this, because maybe this is not the right answer. What do you think? Eliza, so if you are not 100 sure, then I would say we probably should research it and give an answer that we know it's 100 factual. Thorhan, I am very sure of what I told you. This is the truth. This is how things have been done. What I am not sure is that answering your question perfectly, or do you need more informations? Question, when we have learned to welcome differences and trust predominates over fear, maybe we'll be more receptive to newcomers, and so of course that would be our galactic family. Last Thursday Thorhan was saying that the Amites have started teaching Terran children, and the question is, will these be the teachers of new universal consciousness for us? Thorhan, you are your own teachers. The Amites are not teaching only children. They are teaching the whole of humanity by trying to contact people who are receptive to understand their knowledge. They want to pass on to you. The Amites have the responsibility to teach sciences, because they are good at explaining it in the way people from Terra can understand, and they have taken upon this duty in front of the Great Council of the Federation. We have split tasks and we do our tasks the best we can. The Amites will continue teaching Terran species, until they are able to figure out by themselves. Then they will redraw, because this data rain species, they humans will be able to find out by themselves. This is the aim. The Amites just provide parcels of informations, and it is Terran humans to bring together all the pieces. Is that answering your question? Question, some people believe that when we ascend to 5D that more enlightened people will ascend, but that people in 3D will stay and die. Thorhan, this is ignorance of dark ages. They try to maintain some Terrans in fear, because fear is binding a soul into a position of slave and inferior being. If you fear not to ascend, this is because you have been manipulated, and your brain has been turned into believing in primitive fears. What I need to explain, and it is really an extremely tiring job. We need to tell you many times, that you need to evolve yourself by understanding this. Your planet Teru is actually crossing an area in this galaxy with higher frequencies, and this is calculated by the great laws of 152, the universe, source, consciousness, that this is the time when Teru is ready with all the planets of the same star system and their satellites to ascend in a higher frequency. And as they are ascending, ill life on these planets are ascending with. It concerns any living forms that are binded to these planets. And on Terra all species are evolving same, and those who are slower will just slow down the process for all the rest. That is why you have this one job. Are you understanding this? On C and for all you need to believe, that you are all binded and this is not an individual ascension. It is a global ascension. It is not something, that is happening to you, but it is happening through you and be you. You are not subject to an ascension. You are it and you need to realize that you will all ascend in this higher frequency, because this is the law of evolution. Is that clear to your mind? Eliza, so people, you want to ascend? Get help everybody else ascend, because we are all one and when you help one, you help yourself. When you help yourself, you help others. Question, is Terra in a unique situation regarding our ascension and disclosure? How many other worlds does the Galactic Federation work behind the scenes, to assist in a similar way? Thorhan, this is a very interesting question. In your numbers there is actually 86 worlds that are in a position and helped, but this number is changing always. Tomorrow it may be another number and the day after also. Question, how is the Alliance going to affect Earth in the future? Thorhan, the Earth Alliance is the only alliance that is helping your planet. It is a contract between some of your military forces with the Galactic Federation of Worlds. It is called the Alliance Earth Alliance to respect the way you call your planet. This is the only alliance doing good to you. Eliza, Thorhan, do you want to give us examples of how you raise your vibration? Because that might be a question. Thorhan, you need to cut yourself from the field of consciousness that is polluted by the Dark One, broadcasting fear and confusion. You need to find who you are and connect with your inner being, your true being, eternal and mortal. And once you are this being, you are of a higher vibration, you find peace and nothing can reach out to you that is disturbance. You are now connected with cosmos and everything that is of a higher frequency, because you're higher beings. Your souls are you way much more powerful in frequencies and in high in vibration. And this is what you need to do to connect with yourselves. This is how you rise your frequency. Also happiness and joy even in the center of the storm, because when you know who you are you are joyful, because then you know your power, and everything that you thought was threatening you seems ridiculous. So you smile and your vibration is then very high if you are yourself not on the vibration of the level of your avatar, but the level of your soul. Your soul is extremely, incredibly powerful. You will understand this one day. And you are talking about contact with us. We are in contact with you since a very long time. We have been helping you since you need this help, a very long time ago, millenniums. And we are here all the time. And we are still helping you, working in secret behind your vision, in under the ground and in orbit, also on the surface of your planet. We are sending races that are not recognizable. Ahil cannot come, Tal can come, Amitz can come, Metan and Silosai can come. But you will not see my species. All the species who look like yourselves are here, to help you and work with you. 153. So then you are talking about open contact, because you are like children, who want to have a lovely entertainment and see our ship in the open. This will not occur as long as this war is going on and as long as the Terran human species is not ready. Because chaos and confusion you do not need more. And you need to be reasonable. The day you will stop asking for it, will be the day you will be ready for it. This is my first word. 154, the 25th of March 2021, Pleiadian Contacts. Elena, we are so delighted. Today is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be talking to Thorhan about his many travels. Where has Thorhan been and tell us about where you've been and tell us the details of where you've been.
Eliza, Thorhan just announced that to me just few seconds ago. He's not on his own and his brother is with him. His younger brother.
Question, has Thorhan had ever encountered resting places where souls incarnate to just rest, heal, regain energy?
Thorhan, tell her that the soul doesn't need resting. The soul once decorated goes to a higher place and waits to decide what they are going to do.
Healing is more when you have been damaged, and the soul that escapes, is complete.
So healing is sometimes just regeneration and a time of peace, because a soul that leaves an avatar is complete.
Question, do the nearest stars to Ashara that we named Maya, Solano and Azastrope, have planets? Do they have life forms?
Thorhan, we haven't terraformed these star systems which are very young, and we would need first to form the stars, who are not completely operational. This requires a lot of energy and time and we do not have the need for this.
Question, has Thorhan visited Tatooine, the home of the Xenae, and if so, what it was like?
Thorhan, no, he's never been there.
I've heard it's beautiful.
Question, has there been any advanced life around the stars of the Crux Southern Cross constellation?
Thorhan, yes, there are many life forms there.
Not interacting with your star system, nor planet, but there are, yes, life forms in this constellation.
Quite many.
You know life is crawling everywhere in the multiverse.
Eliza, are they humanoid or more like greys, or just so we have an idea of the kind of beings that here are?
Thorhan, 6 civilizations, 4 humanoid, 2 are based on carbon but not humanoid.
A little bit different.
Question, have they started to rebuild Lyra or Vega yet?
Will the Galactic Federation have any part in this?
Thorhan, the star system you name Vega is still inhabited by many colonies and civilizations.
The constellation you call Lyra harbors an infinity of life forms and is very much inhabited.
There is a lot of life and civilizations of different levels in this area of your galaxy.
155, question, a certain animal, which is a unicorn, were they ever real?
Thorhan, I have never seen this animal, which doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Question, more information about the 9-dimensional Irahl and their own continent on Era, what does it look like?
Thorhan, are you talking about the Irahil of 9th density?
What do you want to know about them?
Question, can 9-dimensional light beings be twin flames and have offsprings with 5-dimensional Irahil with bodies?
Thorhan, you cannot reproduce if the densities of existence are different, because the act of reproduction involves 2 biological bodies on the same frequency and vibration. Otherwise the act of copulation cannot be performed.
Question, can we get a rundown of all local planets if not just these 2?
Does the planet Mercury have any special chemicals or materials that would benefit Terra?
Does Pluto have life?
Thorhan, all the planets of your system have resources, who can benefit everyone, minerals and gases, also liquids on some planets.
Most of the planets and their satellites are habitable.
It has been done so and there is an infinity of life forms already in your star system, that you do not know, because you do not need to know for the moment. You were asking about Mercury.
It doesn't have any life forms, neither the small asteroid you call Pluto, which is a planetoid.
It hasn't got any indigenous life forms, but there are mining outposts from the Federation.
We do not plunder the resources, because this planetoid doesn't belong to us.
We just have an outpost there, mining the necessary minerals to supply our ship, when it is needed in emergency.
Is that answering your question?
Question, have you come across the Xen people?
Thorhan,
yes, many times.
Question, how do the Xen use crystals?
Thorhan, what a strange question.
They use it as we all do, to power devices.
Question, what are some of your favorite places to visit in the Milky Way galaxy, and we?
Thorhan, this is personal questions, but this one I enjoy and it is my pleasure to reply.
My favorite place in the whole Nataru is my home planet, Era.
If you ask me, There are worlds such as Andorra, Ognon, Nix Micheliza. What is it that you love about these places?
Thorhan, they are beautiful and the inhabitants are very kind and interesting.